In an often contentious debate, two-thirds of Venezuela's opposition lawmakers voted to end the interim government of Juan Guaidó, the man that for more than 3 years has tried and failed to oust President Nicolás Maduro. Juan Guaidó had declared himself the legitimate president of Venezuela after calling Maduro's 2018 re-election a sham, and amid large protests against the government. The United States and dozens of other Western nations backed him and issued sanctions against Maduro's government. But Maduro remains firmly in power despite a worsening economic, political and humanitarian crisis in the country. In a last call to save the institution on Thursday, Guaidó proposed to maintain the interim government, calling on the National Assembly to instead appoint a new president.
It's a call to common sense. Let's defend institutionality, the Constitution, and unity above names or personal interests.
But the three other political parties moved on with their decision to end the parallel government. Some lawmakers voiced their opposition, fearing it could put the country's foreign economic assets, chief among them U.S.-based oil refinery Citgo, currently controlled by their interim government, back into Maduro's hand.
This is shameful. I cannot understand how we are committing this suicide.
The end of Guaidó's government coincides with a slight improvement in Venezuela's economy and a new geopolitical situation that has strengthened Maduro's position. And the Biden administration is considering an easing of sanctions in exchange for free presidential elections in 2024, which are being negotiated in Mexico.
In a way, it's a return to reality. The opposition is admitting Maduro is effectively who holds power. And now they will have to find a different democratic solution to get him out of power.
While Friday's vote once again revealed the divisions affecting Venezuela's opposition, it was likely time for a change of strategy. Now the opposition will focus on finding a unifying candidate for the 2024 presidential elections, hoping that Venezuela's economic vows and the negotiations in Mexico will push Maduro to allow for free and fair conditions for them. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.